So I want to just show you one verse. I want to ask you, how many of you read it? Is this a rock that was in your field and which you plowed around? You didn't dig it up to find out. You just left it there. And every time you come to that verse, you go around it. 1 Peter 4 and verse 1. I mean, there are many tough verses in the Bible. I'm just taking one. 1 Peter 4 verse 1 says, Since Christ has suffered in the flesh, arm yourselves with the same purpose, because he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. Now, Bible is the New American Standard Bible, which, after comparing all the translations I've come across, is the most accurate in relation to the Greek from which the New Testament is translated and into the Hebrew from which the Old Testament is translated. That's why I use it. Now, I've looked up this verse in some other translations, and the worst is the New International Version, NIV. I've told everybody who's got an NIV to throw it away, because they have completely changed this verse and given an interpretation to it, the translator's interpretation, which is not at all according to the Greek. In other words, when they translate it, you see, when you translate somebody's words, you have no right to change their words. I mean, in a court of law, if somebody's translating somebody else's document and they change it and put their own opinion there, they'd be taken to court and challenged on that. But imagine translators translating God's word and changing just because they don't understand it and trying to give their own interpretation. It's a very serious error. So, what does this mean? Why is this verse important? Because it says here, if you suffer in this flesh, if you understand what it means, you will stop sinning. Now, who is interested in this? Supposing there's a plague going around, COVID-19, for example, recently. And if you take this vaccine, you won't get sick. Look at the long lines that of people waiting to get a COVID vaccine. I went there myself and I had to wait a long time for my turn to come. And then they offer a second dose, and again you go, there's a long line. How eager people are not to get sick, not to leave this rotten old world. They're so eager to live. What about here? It says you will stop sinning. The promise here is not that you live long. The promise not here is not that you will overcome sickness. There are long lines for people waiting to overcome sickness, getting a vaccine. But here the promise is you'll stop sinning. You'll stop getting angry with your wife. You'll stop getting angry with your husband. You'll stop getting depressed. You'll stop getting anxious. You'll stop murmuring and complaining. Do you want that life? I tell you, most people don't want that life. They're quite happy with yelling at their wife and getting angry and discouraged and depressed and gloomy and 101 other things. Hurting others, speaking rudely to others with no control over their speech. They're quite happy. I mean, they're like that 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, rude and insensitive to the feelings of others. They're quite happy, content. They have no desire to stop sinning. Well, I say this verse is not for them. No. For example, if there's a course offered, a free course offered to those who want to graduate in computer science or artificial intelligence, a lot of people would rush for it, but no dog is going to rush for that. He's not interested in that. And a person who's just lazy about, doesn't want to earn any money, just wants to play the fool, won't go for that. Little children won't go for that. But a person who's serious about earning a good income would go for that, however difficult it may be. To travel long distances, to attend the course every day. And the only person who will take this verse seriously is the one who says, I want to finish with sin in my life. And if you have not taken this verse seriously, my dear friend, I don't want to insult you, but I want to tell you the truth. You're not interested in finishing with sin in your life. You're quite content with a certain amount of sin. It's like saying, I don't want to be perfectly healthy. I'd like to have about 15-20% of sicknesses in my body. I don't want to be perfectly healthy. It's terrible to be perfectly healthy. Imagine being perfectly healthy. Do you ever think like that about physical health? I've never seen a sensible human being thinking like that. But most Christians I met are happy with a certain amount of sin in their life. Well, this verse is not for such people. But I remember, I was not like that myself. Even after I accepted Christ, my life was an endless cycle, like a children's merry-go-round. You sin, and you say, Lord, please forgive me. Cleanse me in your blood. Next day again you sin. Lord, I'm sorry. Forgive me. Cleanse me in your blood. And the next year, it's the same thing. It's day after day. It's an endless circle. It's like children who sit in that on those wooden horses and go on a merry-go-round, and 10 years later they are in the same place. No progress at all. Well, it was like that for my life for a long time, till I got fed up. And I found I had to take verses like this very seriously to finish with conscious sin. And I discovered, as I studied the scripture, that the meaning of that was, the word flesh is used in two different ways. One is this physical flesh. In the Old Testament, it's always this. But in the New Testament, it speaks about this. But it also speaks about, in Galatians 5:17, of the Holy Spirit fighting against the flesh. And the flesh, Galatians 5:17, fighting against the Holy Spirit. So I say, I discovered, when I read that, I say, the Holy Spirit is not fighting against my body. This is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Why should he fight against his body? So obviously, flesh has another meaning in the New Testament. So, you know, just like a person who is doing a computer science course and there's something he doesn't understand, he's going to sit all night and work out and find out what is the meaning of that because he wants to make progress to make more money. I decided I want to find out what is the other meaning of the flesh in the New Testament, because not to make more money, but because I wanted to cease from sin. And I discovered, and I'll give you the benefit of my study, free. Flesh means your self-will. The strongest thing in you is not your muscles. It's your self-will. That's the reason for all the arguments, fightings, the Ukraine war, your fights with your wife, all come from strong self-will. I will not yield my will. And the other party says, I will not yield my will. Oh, you're ready for a clash, whether it's Russia and Ukraine or whether it's a husband and a wife. Self-will. Christ suffered in his self-will means, let me read it like that. Since Christ suffered in his self-will, arm yourself with the same purpose. Because if you suffer in your self-will, you will finish with sin. So I realize sin is to do my own will. And holiness is to do the will of God. I won't go beyond that today because it will take a few hours. But I'll read one verse and close. What was the secret of Jesus' life? John chapter 6, verse 38. There are many biographies of Jesus in the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. But there's only one autobiography. You know what an autobiography is? Where the person writes his own life story. Jesus spoke his own life story in that one verse. His entire 33 and a half years on earth is described in one verse. That's his autobiography, John 6:38. I came from heaven, and Lord, what did you do on earth for 33 and a half years? I never did my own will. Or in other words, I never sinned. But I always did the will of him who sent me. Brothers and sisters, that is why we need the power of the Holy Spirit. Because our self-will is so strong. When it says the Spirit fights against the flesh, what's he fighting against? Your self-will. And what is it in you that fights against the Holy Spirit? Your self-will. Many people are praying, oh God, I want to be filled with the Holy Spirit. I want to be filled with the Holy Spirit. They'll never be filled with the Holy Spirit because they don't want to give up their self-will. Why in the world should God fill them with the Holy Spirit? To indulge in their self-will? Oh no. He who has ears to hear, let him hear.